Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A good man is how Vice President Mike Pence is describing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Today, Kavanaugh met with Pence and with Senate Republicans to map out the confirmation process, and it is a process Democrats are trying to slow down. NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro is here to tell us how this confirmation battle is taking shape. Domenico, what can we expect?
Hey there. This is going to be a tight-fought battle, obviously, but it's kind of hard to see Kavanaugh not being confirmed at this point. I mean, the Senate has gotten rid of the filibuster. He only needs 50 votes, and certainly that may be there. And in fact, I would look at some of the Democrats in those red states who are vulnerable this year, and they may be the most interesting people to watch.
In what way?
I just think that they're going to be, they've expressed some openness to voting for him, and it puts them in a pickle in this midterm election year. I mean, you could offend the middle and right-leaning voters in states Trump won, voters they need if they come out against him. And then they could have a tough time getting reelected there. If you offend activists on the left by saying that you'll vote for him, who will say Kavanaugh was picked to blunt Trump going to prison, or overturn Roe. And then say goodbye to those volunteers and voters who are also very much needed, especially in a midterm year when voter turnout is much lower.
Well, on the other side, there's already pressure on two Republican senators who support abortion rights, Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska. What would it take for one or both of them to vote against Kavanaugh?
Well, Senator Collins from Maine has said that she would not support a nominee who has shown, quote, demonstrated hostility to Roe, because that would mean that their judicial philosophy did not include a respect for established decisions and established law. So if Kavanaugh, for example, were to come out at a confirmation hearing and say that he thought that Roe was not super precedent or was not precedent and it should be overturned, that would be something that would certainly likely mean Collins or Murkowski would be against it. But that is not the kind of line we've seen them walk previously. They're very cagey and keep it kind of close to the vest on what they will do. And Kavanaugh has specifically written about the importance of precedents. He's said, we follow precedent at a speech at Catholic University in 2015, said that one has to follow not just, quote, the letter, but the spirit of the law. So does that mean he won't overturn Roe v. Wade? I mean, not necessarily, but it might be enough for Murkowski and Collins.
And very briefly, not all conservatives like him. What are some of the other issues, really quickly?
Well, a lot of it's cultural with him. He's born and raised in the Washington area. He's seen as too much of an insider and someone with deep ties to President Bush and the establishment here in Washington. And there's nothing you can be worse in conservative circles nowadays than to be tagged as a Washington insider who's close to the establishment.
NPR lead political editor Domenico Montanaro, thank you very much.
You're welcome.